Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests. I have Deanna Nash, who is the scientist in residency fellow with the Sitka Sound Science Center and an atmospheric researcher, and Jason Schmidt, a geoscience specialist at Tlingit and Haida. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're here to talk about you pretty much, Deanna, and the work that you're doing, but it's kind of under the umbrella of a research project that's going on. So I want to turn to Jason first and ask you to tell listeners and tell me, what is this research project that brings Deanna to our community?
Sure. So Deanna is part of a five-year NSF-funded research project by the Coastlines and People Program, and it's focused on extreme precipitation and impacts in Southeast Alaska. So we're joined in this month by Deanna as part of the Scientist in Residency Fellowship, the SURF program that's facilitated by the Science Center here. We're just so lucky to have her.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Yeah, you're here through, I think we were just saying right before we came on the air, like early October. So you're here for about a month.
Yep.
Okay, well, I want to start with asking you a little bit about yourself, Deanna, because atmospheric research sounds so interesting. How does a person even get into that? What is your story?
Yeah, so I grew up in Colorado, which, if you aren't familiar, the summer there has some thunderstorms. We have afternoon thunderstorms every day that rain down, tons of rain for 15 minutes, and you get these big lightning thunderclouds. And I've always been interested in clouds and the weather, but I kind of had a meandering journey through geography and looking at wildfires and thinking about the climate in terms of education. But one day I was just walking down a hallway at my where I got my master's degree at Cal State LA and saw a newspaper article about atmospheric rivers. And so atmospheric rivers, they're these big rivers of moisture in our atmosphere made up of water vapor that literally shaped like rivers, bring moisture to all sorts of different regions across the globe. And I saw that paper and I was like, this just seems so interesting. So I started to get into it and kind of just snowballed from there. So I've been studying atmospheric rivers for a really long time and in lots of different regions. So in India and the Himalayan regions, in California, as well as Colorado and now Southeast Alaska.
Great. So, yeah. Well, it is a phrase that has become more familiar to Sitkins, people in Southeast Alaska, in the recent years. So, but I do want to spend a little bit of time, since we have an expert here, to talk a little bit about atmospheric rivers. Maybe you could explain in more detail what they are. I guess you said water vapor, which is, I just learned, invisible to the human eye, naked eye. So they've been around forever, but they've only sort of been studied recently due to our ability to see them. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So in the late 70s, we started to have satellite imagery that uses microwave and infrared sensing, which you can use to then see the water vapor in the atmosphere because it's very warm. And so late 70s started to be able to see them, if you're looking at satellite imagery, but it wasn't until the early 90s that maybe someone kind of put these things together of like these rivers of moisture, just transporting tons of water vapor, all the way, to coastlines. And then when that water vapor hits the coastline, and typically is lifted up by the mountains along the coastline. So in California, I think the Sierra Nevadas, but here in Southeast Alaska, there's mountains right away. So that water vapor gets lifted and then it condenses and precipitates out. And so when there's a lot more moisture, a lot more water vapor in the atmosphere, it can tend to trigger more extreme precipitation events that can then lead to risks such as landslides and floods. And I know folks here are no stranger to these risks. So that's kind of what we're studying here.
Okay, great. Yeah, a topic that's really interesting to listeners. And I wanted you to share one little fact that you gave me before we came on the air, which was just kind of blew my mind away, which is about the amount of water in these atmospheric rivers.
Yeah, it's incredible. So there's a ton of water vapor in these atmospheric rivers. And typically an average atmospheric river, if you condensed all the water vapor down into water, and then said how much water is rushing through these atmospheric rivers. It's roughly equivalent to 8 times the flow of the Amazon River. Yeah. So incredible, incredible amounts of water vapor.
Yeah, phenomenal. So no wonder it has a huge impact on the land and therefore us. Well, this is very interesting, I'm sure, to many listeners, and they're going to have many opportunities to learn more about the work that you're doing. We're going to talk about events that people can come out to. But I also want to talk a little bit, before we get to that, about sort of your hopes for your connection with the community here. In what ways do you want to connect with listeners who are listening now? And kind of what are you hoping to take away from your time here in Sitka?
Yeah. So as an atmospheric researcher, I spend a lot of my time on looking at data on my computer from satellite imagery and other weather models. And so this opportunity that I've been given is amazing, to come to the community, to experience the weather, but most importantly, to connect with community members. I would absolutely love to hear of any sort of stories that folks have to do with the different weather that they've experienced, any sort of like larger impacts, even smaller impacts. I'm interested in hearing about like your weather story. And it's not just a personal interest, though I find all weather stories very exciting. We can take that information and kind of connect it back to the data. And that can really help us fine tune our models and say, okay, well, this event was maybe more impactful than this other event. And so what was different? What was different about this event that made it more impactful? So it really helps the research as well.
Okay, great. Because a part of your goals for your research are...
Yeah, so the overall goal, I think, of the Kuté Project is to really improve the resiliency of communities in the face of these extreme precipitations, so these extreme rain and snow events that might trigger landslides and floods, and overall to improve the situational awareness of everyone so that you guys have the information you need to make the decisions when it comes to these extreme events.
Great. Yeah. Well, I want to draw you back in, Jason, to tell us, when can people come out and meet Deanna and come to some of the events that she's holding?
So we have Deanna on the Natural History Seminar next Wednesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. That's hosted by the University of Alaska Southeast and the Sitka Sound Science Center at the UAS Sitka campus. And the talk's titled Atmospheric Rivers in Southeast Alaska: Meteorological Conditions Associated with Extreme Precipitation. So you can come to that talk for all the details about ARs, or atmospheric rivers. And then on the weekend, on Saturday, September 16th, that's at 10 a.m., there's a Cloud ID Heart Lake Weather Walk and Talk. So you can meet us at the trailhead and go on a 3-hour walk around the lake talking about the sky and clouds. And then just tomorrow on CHUM Radio from 12 to 2 here on Raven Radio, we're going to have a special cloud and weather themed radio show. We'll talk about some science talk as well. Great. So,
yeah. So 3 ways, at least for now, for people to get involved with your work while you're here, Deanna. But there's potentially more things going to be happening, so people should keep their ears peeled. But they can also both get contact information for you, Deanna, and more information about upcoming events by going to sitkascience.org. Another big recommendation, Jason, is people should come find her.
Yeah, come find Deanna. She'll be around town and also at the Science Center. So if you show up at 834 Lincoln Street and ask for Dr. Deanna Nash, we'll be able to help you find her. And if not, too, you can find her contact information, email, and whatnot to arrange time at sitkascience.org.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you, Deanna Nash and Jason Schmidt, for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.